This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. From Murfreesboro to Smyrna, Eagleville to Laverne, Leanna to Barfield, and everywhere in between. If it matters to you, you'll hear about it in the next hour here on Rutherford Issues.
Today's show, focused on North Rutherford County, is brought to you by Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna on Nissan Drive in Gillsville, 459-4457. Gill's Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
And good afternoon, everyone. It is the North Rutherford County edition of Rutherford Issues, presented by Gill's Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive. But today, the issues that are not only affecting North Rutherford County, but the state of Tennessee and really our country. Synthetic drugs, something that we've talked about here with State Representative Mike Sparks in the past. And today's show brings us to the Rutherford County Correctional Work Center, where today, pretty special thing is going on, Mike. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it is, and we've got our third 10-0 task force, drug task force, here today, and I appreciate Superintendent Salandy hosting this. We've got TBI Director TJ Jordan, our Assistant Director here, also DEA Mike Stanfield, Kathy Hines that help put this group together. The sheriff's here, some other law enforcement attorneys, detectives, and other investigators are here discussing the synthetics. We also have some parents here that talked about some of their situations with their family. Brooke Wyatt, that I'm hoping will come on the air here pretty soon. And we have also a few beer board members, you know, that are here, and other citizens of the community. But we have a pretty good gathering, probably 30-40 people. I think there's another detective out of Metro, two detectives out of Metro that came up here to talk about some of these issues and kind of brainstorm what else could be done to help solve some of these problems.
You're talking about 10-0, TN-0. What is that?
Well, that was really the brainchild of Kathy Hines. And Kathy had been on with us, and I don't know if folks may remember us talking about human trafficking, sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. And Kathy had come to my office back months ago while I was at the legislature, you know, back around March or April, and she was telling me about these things in the community, and I said, well, that stuff's not happening in Rutherford County, not sex trafficking and those situations. Well, you know, some of that stuff has happened across the state, and we're unfortunately one of the worst. Some say that we're the number two, some say we're number four, just due to our interstate system, and you know, Atlanta's supposed to be the worst in the nation for human trafficking. But Kathy is the one that kind of had that brainchild with it, and she's an ex-detective out of Detroit, very passionate. And I think Kathy's a great example of how someone with passion and determination and conviction can make such a big difference. You know, and she's making that difference right now. I think they're at a little break right now, and they're fixing to start discussing some more of these issues. But I applaud Kathy for what she's doing, and these law enforcement here, folks that are talking about it and really want to make a difference in Rutherford, not only Rutherford County, but state Tennessee.
Yeah.
As well.
Now, does this 10-0 just deal with trying to eradicate the synthetic drugs, or?
Well, I think where Kathy wants to go with this, and what we've talked about is what we feel like the main priority right now, I feel, and I think she agrees, is the synthetic drugs to me is the highest priority. This stuff makes marijuana look good. I mean, marijuana doesn't have the kind of side effects or the effects after use that the synthetics do. We just watched a video of folks hallucinating and in the back of patrol cars, and the sheriff's here also. They had their IT team put a video together that I'm hoping that the county will air on there, and the other municipalities will air as a public service announcement with the Channel 19, Channel 3, and so forth. But and also kind of bring awareness on the human trafficking. But the synthetics, unfortunately, I think we're gonna see some fatalities from it the next few months.
Well, I'm sure there've already been.
There has. Not there reported. Has been. And well, there was an article. My assistant was telling me some of ER physicians were talking about the correlation with cardiac arrest and these and the use of this. It's, you know, but Rutherford County, the citizens of this county could be proud of your law enforcement, of making the raids that went on with working in partnership with TBI and the city of Smyrna, and town of Smyrna and city of Laverne, as well as the city of Murfreesboro and the county to, and the district attorney's office to make these raids. I think they got 36. They tried to make buys at 150 markets, Brian, somewhere in there, and I think they made illegal purchases at about 36 markets, and a lot of those are going through court. Some are due back in court, I believe, next month. And I'm going to file legislation that if these folks are found guilty, you know, of committing a crime like this, selling these products, that they'll lose their beer license and maybe even look, see if we can't stop them from selling lottery tickets and also stop them selling tobacco. And basically, let's hope that we could run them out of business is what I want to see.
I got here about 30 minutes ago, and I guess that's about the time that the video was wrapping up, but also Brooke Wyatt spoke, and her son was here for that time as well, just how it affected their household. Yes. and what happened and the months leading up to it. And I know Brooke well and know her husband well, and hopefully she wants to come on and share this story.
Yeah.
We're going to try to do that today, and hopefully talk to TBI Assistant Director T.J. Jordan, Egan Grissom with the Sheriff's Department. He's been on with us before well, and he's been instrumental in trying to get this out front.
He sure has. One thing that impressed me, and I told those guys at TBI as well, you know, we were on with Nick Barris from Channel 5, and I talked to them later. And a lot of times I feel like a lot of your police, and I'm not trying to be negative about law enforcement, but sometimes it seems like officers really don't care sometimes. I mean, and you know, I see people get $200 fines for tinted windows. And I mean, I've had grandparents that's had fines for tinted windows, you know. And back when I was growing up, you know, you got a warning or something, then go have to take that off. And, you know, you see sometimes it seems like there's not some clarity sometimes and lack of maybe common sense when drugs are being sold in your community and some people may not know about it. You know, the priorities need to be there. To me, the synthetics need to be a priority. When we're hearing of deaths occurring, that to me is an alarm. I think we're facing an epidemic of a drug problem, and I'm willing to say it. I've talked to top, and I don't want to say his name, but he's one of the top educators of a university in Tennessee, not MTSU, but he told me, he said, Mike, he said, I had to have my own son arrested before he got on cocaine. And I said, man, people wouldn't think that you're dealing with this in the position that you're in, you know. And he said, Mike, it's everywhere. It doesn't matter if you're a judge, a university director or a police officer or a school teacher. It affects every family. And you hear Brooke's story of the devastation that they faced, not only the emotional trauma of dealing with it, but the things that she went through with her son, now she's in debt. Probably.
Now financial, yeah.
Financially. Well, Cumberland Heights didn't help. You know, they helped her for like 3 or 4 days, and now she's in debt over that. And her son blew a scholarship, had a scholarship and all. But, you know, at least she's found an outlet to where they can take something that's negative and turn it into positive and help some of the families.
Well, that's going to be our focus today, and I know you're going to be kind of in and out on the program, but we've got a lot of folks between now and 4 o'clock that are going to be on to talk to us about this. So why don't we go ahead and get the Mike Huckabee report in and taken care of, and then we'll come back and have the conversation continue here from the Rutherford County Correctional Work Center on South Church Street here in Murfreesboro. We're talking about synthetic drugs today and what's being done to help bring an end to this senseless stuff being sold in our convenience stores. We'll be right back and continue in just a few moments.
That update brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline works at the molecular level to help remove deposits so your car runs cleaner. It's one more way they make gasoline work harder for you. Exxon and Mobil.
This is Kim Hilsman from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Come on down. We've got supplements, herbs, a wide variety of foods. We've also got pet foods, personal care items. So come see us and talk to me or any one of my staff. Sunshine Nutrition Center in Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450. Now, the Huckabee Report. News and views from Mr. Conservative Mike Huckabee. Brought to you by
Mills Family Pharmacy at 2898 South Church Street.
This is the Huckabee Report for Friday. I'm Mike Huckabee from New York. This is Chad Mills with Mills Family Pharmacy.
And this is Rebecca Mills.
We're a family-owned and operated business, and when you come in my doors, we try to treat everybody with dignity and respect. We just try to treat everybody like their family.
We're talking with customers at Mills Family Pharmacy. We asked customer Chris Ashley why he shops at Mills.
Great customer service, and Chad and Rebecca go out of their way to take care of every need for my family.
Mills Family Pharmacy, helping your family stay healthy. Mills Family Pharmacy is on South Church across from Indian Hills.
Yesterday, President Obama proposed a historic restructuring of America's military forces. I already told you about the plans to abandon our longtime policy of being ready to fight two ground wars at once. That raised a lot of objections, but the way Obama plans to achieve that is raising even more. He wants to reduce the Army's ground troops by 14%. That's tens of thousands of soldiers. He'd also reduce our nuclear arsenal and postpone expensive new weapon systems. The reduced Pentagon budget would shift toward air and sea power. Obama calls this a more realistic vision for the military. Well, funny, it seems like it's only been about 10 years since the Democrats ridiculed that vision when it was called shock and awe. They said everyone knew that airstrikes might soften up the enemy, but the only way to win a war was to send in a lot of ground troops to secure the territory. So if we find ourselves in a multi-front war again, under this plan, we'd have to call up veterans and National Guard units, or, worst-case scenario, even bring back the draft. There's also the issue of deterrence. Just knowing that America has that strong a force ready to move in tends to prevent other nations from starting major conflicts. One thing I know from personal experience with political reporters is that nothing can turn you from a frog into a prince faster than an unexpected win in the Iowa caucuses. And make no mistake, Rick Santorum was the big winner there. Mitt Romney's 8-vote victory was so deep inside the margin of counting error that election experts say it was really a tie. But when I predicted several weeks ago that Santorum could surge to the top, it was a pretty lonely stand. At the time, he was only in low single digits, and some scoffed openly at my prediction. Few reporters ever imagined they'd be using the word I saw in a news story yesterday, Santorum mania. But the next day after the Iowa caucuses, Santorum raked in $1 million in donations in 24 hours. So far, it's only resulted in a slight poll bump for him in New Hampshire. But his strong Iowa showing and the fresh flow of money could make a big difference as the race moves into the South and former Bachman and Cain supporters start deciding which horse to switch to. Oh yes, I know we're all sick of hearing this called a horse race, but hey, at least a horse race is more exciting to watch than a cakewalk. Up next, the art of taking matters into your own hands. Mike Huckabee here. Happy New Year from Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? Well, Quicken Loans closes a majority of their home loans in 30 days or less. So you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again, 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or visit them online at quickenloans.com. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Finally, a Polish art student decided he didn't want to wait 40 years for critics to deem his work museum-worthy. So he just took one of his paintings to the National Museum and hung it on the wall himself. Of course, the experts recognized that it was an amateurish work by an unknown artist and didn't belong with all the modern art masterpieces, so they removed it after it had hung in the museum for 3 days. And this is the Huckabee Report.
Catch Mike Huckabee's views on the day's news every morning and afternoon here on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS. The Huckabee Report is brought to you by
Mills Family Pharmacy at 2898 South Church Street.
This day, Representative Mike Sparks. Please come out and join Sheriff Arnold and myself for I Shot With the Sheriff event and Chili Cook-Off this Saturday, 11:30, 8000 Burleson Lane, just off Old Nashville Highway. Tickets only $50 with a portion benefiting area food banks. Come out for a fun event. All you can eat chili. Bring your own pistol. This state representative Mike Sparks. Love to see you this weekend for I Shot with the Sheriff event. For more information, call 525-3198.
Paid for by Citizens to Elect Mike Sparks, Preston Sparks Treasurer.
I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Discount Auto Repair in Murfreesboro. What makes us different than other repair shops? We proudly employ Christian technicians. Our mechanics are honest, they do high-quality work, and they only recommend service and repairs that are truly needed for your car or truck. Give us a call at 896-1407 or just stop on by. Remember, at Robert's, we beat the dealership on service and price.
Robert's Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Rutherford Issues. We're everywhere you need to be. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back in as we continue the program today presented by Gill's Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Smyrna as we come to you from the Rutherford County Correctional Work Center. Egan Grissom joins us today from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. Exactly what is your title there at the SO?
I'm a lieutenant in charge of the narcotics unit.
Lieutenant in charge of narcotics. So I guess that's why you're here today with the presentation that's going on with this bath salt that is considered a narcotic, huh?
Correct. The reason I'm here, because it is a narcotic. It's a drug, you know. It's a synthetic drug, and all that is a disguise for somebody trying to get around the law. It's still a drug. You know, it makes people crazy, makes people delusional, makes people act out when normally they would not.
I think the last time you were on, we kind of got into the scientific side of it, that it's, you know, some type, part of a molecule away from was it heroin?
Ecstasy.
Yeah. Okay.
Just one molecule added to the oxygen molecule. And that's the only difference, which does not have any effect on the effects of the drugs. It's just synthetic ecstasy, basically. Mm-hmm.
So when we spoke, I'm not sure exactly what the timing was on that, but I'm not sure that this was even regulated. The state did pass some legislation, and since then there has been a dent put in that. But now there's an effort to put a little more teeth to it, I think.
Well, as you may or may not know, back in August, September, I can't remember the exact dates. The Sheriff's Department, along with the city narcotics units, City Police Department, Smyrna Police Department, Laverne Police Department, TBI, did raids on 36 stores in the county. Okay. And the reason for those raids was to get those drugs that we're talking about here, the plant food, the K2, K3, bath salts, whatever you want to call them, to get them off the street and so that consumers just can't go in there and buy it, or anybody just can't go in there and buy it. Mm. And we were effective with that, and we hit 36 stores. I mean, there's many, many more stores in the county, but we only got so many people. So we did that. We're very successful at it, and happy to report that we've definitely shown made an impact in it. Because just by talking to the various medical centers or law enforcement, you know, they've seen a decrease in it. So it's harder to get right now because now they're aware, the public's aware, or these store owners are aware that it's illegal to sell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not that it's not out there.
Not that it's not out there. They're aware it's illegal to sell. It makes it harder to find. Where prior to this, last time we talked, you could just go to the store, you or anybody, you didn't even have to know anybody, and just say, here, I'd like to buy this plant food, and they sell it to you with no qualms. You know, it's just that easy.
And it's not plant food.
And it's not plant food. And now we've made it harder, mm-hmm. okay, through legislation and attempting to make it even harder because, all right, take it underground. You can still get it, all right, but it's still a misdemeanor. So we'd like to make it a felony. Our goal is to make it a felony so that when we do catch those people that are still selling it, the impact is that much greater mm-hmm. to deter them from selling it because they have a lot more to lose versus, you know, a couple hundred dollars fine and a misdemeanor. You know, in regards to getting a felony, which is a much larger fine and a record, there's a big difference.
Yeah. What about those who are using drugs? I mean, are there any laws against that at this point? Is that
the law right now is a little bit squirrely? Mm-hmm. Okay, it's just like in any other drugs other than the synthetic. You know, It just depends. But the difference between the law, that the problem we have between the two laws right now is actually two separate laws, one dealing with the bath salts and one dealing with the K2. K2 or K3 or K4, the spice or the incense you call it, is more the synthetic marijuana. It's the stuff you smoke that looks like marijuana. It's not marijuana, but it looks like marijuana. Versus the bath salts, which is the powdery stuff. There's two actually separate laws. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to put the information out there to the kids right now, which is which. But one is illegal to possess and one is not. And I'm not going to tell you
sure
which one. Okay, because and the goal is, and that was basically just a mistake made. It was left out inadvertently. We're trying to get it so that it's totally illegal to possess by everybody. We just want to get it out of the community.
Sure, and there has been a definite effort to have that happen. Have you personally walked into a convenience store even since that raid and since then and seen this? Because I've
no,
seen what
the... No, because I do walk into those stores and I do check.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Because if they're, I want to say, not smart enough, you know, and just going to leave it there, well, they're going to pay the consequences, obviously. Plus, it's my job. And,
sure.
And, you know.
You know, I've been to a couple where, you know, you notice this stuff that looks like, you know, paraphernalia,
yeah.
But I guess they get around it somehow. Are those?
Well, paraphernalia, you're dealing with a whole different law again.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Paraphernalia deals with the specific of paraphernalia is for it to be paraphernalia, it has to be in conjunction with the drug. You have to have the drug with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So as long as the drug's not with it.
In other words, technically, really technically by law, if you have drugs in your car is the paraphernalia, mm-hmm. really, actually. So the laws... I mean, laws are laws.
Sure.
Okay, and we got to follow them as they go. So just because you're seeing a glass pipe does mm-hmm. not necessarily make it illegal for that store to sell the glass pipe.
Sure.
We would like it to be that way because we all know what it's used for. But unfortunately, I mean, or fortunately for some people, they do have legitimate uses.
Yeah.
You know, a sandwich baggie is paraphernalia if it's got drugs in it.
Well, that's true. That's
but
true.
If there's a sandwich in it, it's not paraphernalia.
Sometimes, I guess before this law and before, when it was just out there, you would see those bath salts and things of that nature with the glass pipes and such.
Right. When we did these raids, we seized a lot of those items because they were in conjunction with those drugs. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a loss of money for the store owner. And that's basically what it's all about.
Is that how that the bath salts and things were used? I mean, is it?
But again, as the spice or the incense or whatever you want to call it, potpourri, as
yeah.
some people refer to it. I mean, that's smoke. You got to have a pipe. You got to have something to smoke it in.
Okay.
Not necessarily the bath salts because it comes in a pill capsule type form. You know, just like if you had a Tylenol that comes in a capsule. It looks just like it. You know, just different colors. Or it's in a powdery, if it's just in a little bitty baggie, one of those little glass little bitty baggies, or jewelry baggies, it's probably just a powder and they snort it or inject it.
Hmm. We've heard some stories, obviously, about what this stuff does. Have you seen it firsthand? Someone who has taken either of these two synthetic drugs and the effects?
Oh, yeah. Well, most definitely. In law enforcement, we see it. A lot, unfortunately.
Sure.
And it's always not in a good way,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it be somebody running from the law or somebody just standing there staring at you and screaming. But, yeah, we've had encounters with people running down the street in an undressed fashion, I guess you'd say, naked, basically, mm-hmm. Hallucinating and seeing things. Seeing guys standing in the middle of the road and just standing there. And, of course, I'm like, okay, why is this guy standing there? And he's looking at me like I'm crazy and... He had just got through smoking some of it. It was 7H. It was the particular brand, stuff like that. But, I mean, I got numerous and numerous. The patrol guys kind of send me little reports anytime they have any dealings with synthetic-type drugs. And they give me information about it, and it's a lot. But it's decreased. It has decreased. Talking to the Stonecrest Medical Center, I talked to their ER department and all that, they've seen a definite decrease. Smyrna, I talked with their nursing staff yesterday, gave a class on it actually, and they called us because they have had a lot of encounters with these people and they weren't sure what they were dealing with. But all in all, the raids were good, and we'll continue to do those. Mm-hmm.
Saw the video that was from 2020. Yeah. I think I heard Brian Ross was the 2020 reporter that was doing a story on synthetic drugs, and the young man was just screaming and couldn't tell the guy's name. I mean, it didn't speak. Is that what you typically see with that type?
Yeah, that was kind of... He definitely overdosed. You know, people overdose by accident. They're not overdosing on purpose because these drugs, the pills, the bath salts, are in various millimeters. I mean, yeah, millimeters.
Yeah.
You know, and they're taking what normally would be 10 grams or 10 millimeters, and they're taking like 100 or 500. But because they think it's only one pill, it's one in one capsule. You know what I'm saying? He was an extreme reaction. And the reason that video was shown was because he went through four or five different personality changes in that video. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
From giggling to paranoia to screaming to obviously seeing things. Mm-hmm. You know, the other one where the young man had cut his neck with a knife. What they didn't mention on there was his father's an ER doctor.
Wow.
And that's the only reason he was able to save his knife or his life that night because you know, treated it, and his wife or his mother was also a doctor. But you can't save him if he shot himself in the head like he did, and that's what happened in that particular case. And that was from one night to the next. But there's hundreds and hundreds of stories out there, and it's nationwide. I mean, it's not just Tennessee.
Right.
We here in Rutherford County are just trying to do something about it, as well as other states.
Now, this is a statewide law that it's illegal for store owners to sell.
Statewide law.
Other states, are they following suit? Do you keep up with that?
There's about 20 states right now. There's approximately 20 states right now that have made it illegal. Various stages of illegality. Mm-hmm. Each is different. There are a lot of more jumping on board because of the impact it's having. You know, it's everywhere. I mean, it is literally everywhere in the United States.
Well, we appreciate all the work that you're doing here in Rutherford County and to help keep this stuff off the streets. I think awareness is a big thing. That's
what we want to get out there. You know, go to the Sheriff's Department Facebook page. There's going to be a link on there to awareness about this drug. You know, 10-0 Task Force is what it's called. That's going to be the link. It's not on there yet, but it will be. Get on there, and we're going to post videos. We're going to post information, dates of when we're going to be talking about it. You know, public-type forums. That's the whole goal here, to get information out there to parents and kids.
It needs to be out there. So, you know, as a parent of a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old, you know, this is a whole different world than when I was a kid.
It's looked that different.
Yeah.
It's looked that different. It's easy to get.
Lieutenant, appreciate the time today. Thank you
for having me.
All right. Quick break for us. We'll come back, and we're going to talk to the TBI about the things that are going on as well with this synthetic drug epidemic and the dent that's being put in it here in Rutherford County and around the state of Tennessee when we return in just a moment.
The savings are big at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. Here's Jenny Williams.
The new year is a great time to think safety. Replace worn out detectors with your choice of a First Alert smoke detector, carbon monoxide detector, or fire extinguisher, just $9.99 after rebate. You save $5. Get Mr. Clean windshield wash for 99 cents a gallon and a propane torch kit for $4.99, both after rebate.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
Attempted second-degree murder. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. A 35-year-old Murfreesboro man facing attempted second-degree murder charges and charges of attempted aggravated child abuse after allegedly trying to break a baby's neck. The incident happened in the Middle Tennessee Medical Center parking lot this past November. Police had to wrestle the baby away from Glenn Clymer II in order to get the child to a safe location. A blood test on Clymer proved he had allegedly been using methamphetamines prior to his apprehension. Clymer indicted by a grand jury this month. He'll appear in circuit court January 17th. The Twin Oaks Drive man being held under a $100,000 bond. The news is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. Many Dr. Mark Kester's patients have found relief from chronic pain when other approaches have not been successful. Call 895-1253 for a free consultation.
The man who robbed a Wilson Bank and Trust in Murfreesboro December 7th has been caught. Murfreesboro Police Officer Kyle Evans tells WGNS News.
He was picked up. His name is Gary Richard Cenzaro, and he was picked up in Colorado, of all places, on a drunk call. Local police officers went to a drunk call and ran a warrants check and found a federal warrant that was issued on his behalf for the bank robbery here in Murfreesboro.
The case against that woman who sent her adopted son back to his native Russia still does not have a date for trial. Tori Hansen was expected to be in Bedford County Circuit Court on Wednesday, but the case has been postponed because depositions are not complete. The World Association for Children and Parents is suing for child support. Hansen sent the 8-year-old boy back to Moscow in 2010 because she claimed he was violent. The case could be rescheduled for some time in March. If you need more news, just check out our website, WGNSradio.com. Local news, weather, and sports available on demand 24/7. This is WGNS News.
Coffee's hot.
Ouch.
Told you.
I know.
Just like I told you Tennessee could trust Scott Desjarlais.
Scott Desjarlais, the doctor?
Scott Desjarlais, the conservative Republican doctor we elected to shake up Washington.
How's he doing?
Says here Scott Desjarlais is putting our interests ahead of the Washington insiders.
That's refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Scott Desjarlais voted to repeal Obamacare because it raises taxes, adds $700 billion to the deficit, and puts government bureaucrats between you and your doctor.
What else?
Well, Scott Desjarlais voted against increasing the federal debt ceiling because the government's job-crushing debt threatens our future.
Hmm.
And Scott's fighting to stop Washington from spending money it doesn't have.
Wow, Scott Desjarlais has kept his word.
That's why big government liberals are targeting Scott Desjarlais for defeat. Where are you going?
I'm going to see how I can help Scott Desjarlais.
Wait for me. I want to keep Scott fighting for us, too.
I'm Scott Desjarlais, and I approve this message.
This message is paid for by friends of Scott Desjarlais.
Blue Raider fans come in all sizes, and Lightning's Locker Room has gear for the smallest of fans. The Little Raider section has the only selection for your little ones. From onesies to bibs, overalls, and booties. Everything in between, just for your infants, toddlers, and young Big Blue fans. Lightning's Locker Room is at 910 Richley Road, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Stop in and see the Little Raider section of apparel at Lightning's Locker Room.
Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete, 225-9500. The best quality cement and stone products for your driveway, patio, wall, or any concrete project. We'll get it to your job on time. Your successful concrete project starts with Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete.
It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS AM/FM.
Welcome back. Brian Barrett, along with a cast of thousands here at the Rutherford County Correctional Work Center, as we talk this afternoon here on Rutherford Issues about the synthetic drugs that have in the past been very accessible in convenience stores and whatnot around our community. There's an effort that is going on to get this stuff off the shelves. And we talked to Egan Grissom about what has gone on here in Rutherford County, but TBI Special Agent in Charge T.J. Jordan joins us now. And first of all, it's good to have you here in Rutherford County. This is an epidemic not only here in Rutherford County, but across the state of Tennessee, around the country. I mean, it's no one's immune to it, I guess.
Absolutely. You know, we have jurisdiction across the state. There's 95 counties, and I'd submit to you that we're seeing this in just about every county in the state. It's a epidemic kind of thing to some degree. We're inundated. I know I get calls nearly every day, at least a couple times a week, from jurisdictions or law enforcement or some official or somebody that's wanting to get information to try to work a case or at least get the information they need to start pursuing this problem in their area.
How big is it, though? I mean, is it on the scale of marijuana, cocaine, the quote-unquote illegal drugs, or just where is it?
Well, it's big because, number one, if you're able to obtain it from a retail outlet, it's accessible. You know, anything that's accessible, and especially to our youth, is going to be a problem. The thing that we saw very early on with these synthetic drugs is the effects they were actually having on people, not just young, but even, you know, adults, and showing up in the emergency rooms across the state of Tennessee. And then, of course, hearing horror stories from all across the country. So, it's not just that it's a big, ever-growing problem as it relates to the drug itself. It's, it's obviously a health care and a safety issue as well.
The teeth that have been put behind the getting the ingredients to make methamphetamine, that was a put, but that was, all of that stuff was on the shelves of any store, and could be used for good or bad. And the point I'm trying to make here is it took a while to get ahead of that to help knock that problem, at least make it more difficult for those making meth. That's the effort that's going on right now with these synthetics. It's just going to take a little bit of time to knock that down, I guess it'll never go away.
Well, it's like any drug. I mean, as long as it's available, yeah. There are going to be people, unfortunately, that are going to misuse it and abuse it. But, legislatively, there's some things that have already been done. A lot of these compounds are illegal already. There are some pretty innovative and creative people out there, and it's all about the money and pursuing the money that are going to try to find loopholes and find compounds or derivatives of the compounds in order to skirt the law. But I can tell you that I'm aware that there is legislation right now that's being proposed that will heighten the criminalization of the existing laws that we have right now.
Well, we were talking with Egan just a moment ago about how the synthetic drugs are the bath salts, I guess, are like one molecule off from ecstasy, So, you've got smart people out there who are going to continue to do this. How do you get ahead of synthetic drugs? Because it looks like, well, if they're going to take this away, then we're going to create something else.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, obviously we still, law enforcement's having to combat the cocaine and methamphetamine and heroin. And quite frankly, probably one of the biggest problems that we face day in and day out now, and it's an ever-growing problem as well, is just prescription drug abuse. And the trafficking of prescription drugs or diversion of prescription drugs, which is a multifaceted problem in itself and is bigger than most people realize. One of the reasons that prescription drugs, and I compare it to these synthetics, is such a problem is typically they don't carry the stigma that heroin and cocaine and marijuana and methamphetamine, because doctors prescribe them. They're supposed to be safe and whatever. Well, quite the contrary, when you get a 90 or 80 milligram Dilaudid, you know what you're getting, and you know how much you're getting, and you know what the high will be for that particular drug. You know, get cocaine, you don't know what's been put in it, you don't know how it's been diluted or cut or whatever. Well, part of the problem is where I was headed was that prescription drugs are accessible. There's a stigma that they're not harmful because they're disposed to help you. They're accessible, and anything that's accessible makes it that much bigger of a problem. These being accessible through retail outlets makes it a problem. We got to curb that first. We got to educate, as they already should be, because it's been highly publicized to these retailers that these drugs are illegal, regardless of what they say. They have compounds in them that are illegal, and at the end of the day, these retailers that continue to push these synthetic drugs are nothing more than street drug dealers on the corner, street drug dealers.
And the fact that it was, at the checkout counter, I guess is. It was kind of that stigma that it's available, it's here, it's not illegal, I pay whatever for it, and how bad could it be?
If I can get a bag of potato chips and a Coke and get some of this along with it, it must be okay. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it's not. And it's ruining lives, and it's making people do crazy things to themselves, to harm themselves and others, not to mention how it just increases crime by people, having to resort to crime to be able to get their fix and, get the drugs.
This is obviously a problem that will – a battle that will wage on for a long, long time, I guess, is what I want to say.
Well, it will potentially, obviously. But obviously, if you just look at the overall drug problem as an example – but the good thing about it is the heightened public awareness that's going on right now. You can rarely pick up the paper now that you won't see something about it. Excuse me. We're here today in this this working group talking about how to get the word out and what what steps can be taken, to try to help with the problem. It's stuff like this that's going to assist in eradicating this problem and trying to, as you say, getting a step ahead of the issue.
Special Agent Jordan, I appreciate you spending some time with us today, and I guess there's more meeting to be had across the way, so
yes,
I appreciate you stopping
in.
Well,
I appreciate the opportunity to come in today.
Absolutely. We're going to bring Brooke on over as well. That was TBI Special Agent in Charge, TJ Jordan, joining us here on WGNS. We've got a few more minutes, and we're just going to take this right up to the top of the hour. And Brooke Wyatt joins us here from the Rutherford County Correctional Work Center. It's usually, I'm glad I finally get to talk to the better half of the Wyatt family for once. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
You are here. Why? What brings you here today?
To tell our story, to create an awareness of the very large problem that synthetics have created in our county and how it affects our children.
You found it. You're an educator. You've been doing this for a long, long time. You're with young teenagers every day. You have a house full of them yourself. So just to kind of set the stage of what's going on here, you found yourself in a particular situation not too many weeks ago where you were sharing your story, and now it's ballooned into you're speaking before TBI special agents and the sheriff and different people. It's been kind of an interesting ride for you, hasn't it?
It sure has. It all came to pass when I was simply walking by our SRO's office at Riverdale and saw an awareness forum that was going to take place at Patterson Park in October, and our family had just within 10 days prior to that dealt with some pretty heavy issues with the synthetics and how it had affected our family. And so from that one fairly innocent meeting at Patterson Park, it really did snowball. But it's, you know, snow's a good thing when you're a teacher.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, it's not by chance that all of that happened, obviously, and has you in this situation here to speak out. I want to let you share as many details as you would like about your situation and what happened with your family, some of the things that you've shared here today.
Well, I think it's important, first of all, to get to the heart of the story, and the heart of the story is Dylan, not me and not my husband or the drugs themselves, but the kid. And Dylan was a typical teenager, had caused me some issues when he was in high school. You know, we argued just like mom.
Which one does it?
Yeah, I've got four of them, they all have.
Uh-huh.
Good student, good kid. He'd been raised right, you know, made his mistakes along the way, but he knew right from wrong. And simply an invite from a friend to take this drug that had been bought over the counter, so it seemed fairly harmless, had brought him to the point where a year later, he's just now finally getting on his feet. He, in December of 2010, took Molly's Plant Food, which is one of these synthetic drugs, at the invitation of a friend. It's a pill sold as a plant food to get around FDA regulations. And if it's sold as a plant food, and it says on the back, you know, not intended for human consumption, but I mean, I don't know how you're going to use a pill on a plant. And Dylan took it, and he will tell you, if, with all the other drugs that he's either you know, ignored throughout his life, or even the few that he, you know, played with when he was in high school, he's been able to fairly, you know, keep a common, you know, understanding that, oh, I don't want to play with that. And he said this one completely took him, just took every sense of right and wrong. His senses of morality were gone because he did whatever he could to find more of the drug, to buy more of the drug, and from the beginning, he was hooked.
When it affects, when it hits home, I think that brings an awareness. You may have some who, well, just like Director Jordan was mentioning a moment ago, the prescription drug problem. People don't really think that it's a problem unless it hits home, and then that, you know, they realize that yes, it's an epidemic. That's probably the same way with just about anything. We all live in our own little worlds, but this has you speaking out to hopefully, you know, turn a few people away and just bring an awareness. That has to take that's kind of a leap of faith, isn't it?
It is, because it certainly isn't a story. It's not like, you know, your kid wins some an award and you want it to tell the world.
Yeah.
This is not a story that gets you pats on the backs and, oh, you should be so proud of them. That's certainly not what we did. It's my belief that I truly was put in this situation. Passing the SRO's office that day was a God thing for me. And I didn't want to turn my back on what I felt like he was asking me to do. And so it's not a story that's really fun to tell. It's financially been a devastating thing for our family. Reputations have been, Dylan's reputation has been tainted. Many things have happened. Mm-hmm. But my first priority is, first of all, to do what God told me to do. And then I'm also an educator. And I believe just the same way I want my kids to know anything, you got to tell. I that's how I teach. I teach by telling, by doing, and by getting involved. I'm not a teacher that stands up and just lectures and lectures and lectures. I'm a teacher that gets in the middle of it. And the kids, I think kids and my kids at school learn best by getting their hands in the middle of it. And I had to get in the middle of this so that people could become educated, because it was something I didn't know about. I wish somebody had told me about it before we had to deal with it.
Sure.
So I'm hoping what our family has been through and what Dylan has been through will save other families, will save other kids.
And I'm sure that, you know, who knows where this is going to take you in terms of teaching and all, but I really hope that in the future that if we can help spread the word that, hey, this is going on at this location and you can find out more about it, because we've really tried to do our part here at the radio station and you know, just bring an awareness to not only this problem, but where you can find out more about it. Because
right.
as a parent, did you think, I don't know where to turn? Where should I go? I don't know what this stuff is.
Well, that's exactly how I felt.
Yeah.
When Dylan first came to me about it, and that's been, last month was a year ago. I don't want to say I turned a cheek. We talked about it. He told me he felt like it was something he had under control at the beginning. He told me that. And so I was under the impression, okay, it's sold in a convenience store right there for anyone to walk in and buy. How bad could it be? And then as we saw over the course of the next several months, it get worse and worse and worse. Yeah, I didn't feel like I had anybody to go to, anybody to talk to. We did, my husband and I did so much research just simply online, you know, Googling every search engine we could find to come up with what is JWH, what is Molly's plant food, what are bath salts. And it's going to take people to jump in there, get involved, and be willing to tell their stories. And, you know, kudos to Mike Sparks and to Greg Flanagan and so many of those, the TBI, who are trying so hard to get a jump on this right now and to put our feet down so that we can stop it. You know, let the convenience stores, store owners understand the fact that they can look at it, they can view it any way they want to. They're drug dealers. They are. And if you look down the names of those people who are arrested, and after it was made illegal, if you look down the names of those people who sat before Judge Ash, these are not people who have a real future, a real interest in the future of the United States of America.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where I think I heard that we didn't know. We didn't understand the law. The law is the law.
Right.
You
if
know.
You come to this country,
you need to know it.
Right. Ignorance of the law is not an excuse for disobeying it. It's just never going to be.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully this next legislative session, some teeth will be put into it. I caught the tail end of when you and Dylan were speaking to the group a few minutes ago, and you said that you weren't going to rest until this is a felony.
I am going to be... Definitely, you know, a thorn in their side. The squeaky wheel gets the oil. And so I'm going to be squeaking. And, you know, I truly, Dylan said this to me one time, and it, it spoke volumes to me. Here's this 19-year-old kid saying to me, he said, "Mom, it should never be okay to swipe your debit card to buy drugs."
Well, that's I guess that's what you could do.
Yeah.
I mean, at the convenience
store. He did many times.
Yeah.
And I had no idea. I just saw a charge onto my debit card for a, you know, for a convenience store. And so I'm thinking, oh, he's buying a Sundrop and a bag of chips,
mm-hmm.
and, or, you know, filling his car with some gas. Especially when it came up $10 or $20, I thought, oh, he just got gas when he asked to borrow the card to go to school, whatever. And the bottom line is, you know, we've gotten to some real deep honesty, and Dylan's doing well, but Dylan is unlike a lot of kids, and they don't, a lot of kids out there, I teach them every day, don't have the support of parents. Dylan's fortunate. He really is. He's got the love of a father and a mother, and even a stepfather who want to see what's best for him.
Well, and you're right. There are so many that don't. So
I teach them every day.
Yeah. Brooke, it's been a pleasure. Anything that we can do, my point a minute ago was going to be anything that we can do to help in your efforts to spread the word. I hope you know that we are just a phone call away, and we're willing to help however we can.
I do, and I hope if there's listeners out there right now and they're also wanting to come up with some sort of an awareness group for awareness time for their group, whether it's another high school, you know, certainly I can be found through the Riverdale's website, Wyatt B, and call me or email me, and we'll get scheduled somehow, and we can let your group of kids understand the dangers of these drugs.
That's W-Y-A-N-T.
W-Y-A-N-T.
Not T-T. There you go.
I'm not a Wyatt. I'm a Wyant.
I guess there's something going on tonight at Riverdale, isn't there?
Yeah, the big basketball battle of the borough is tonight.
Yeah. I guess that's where we're going to be here in just a few. But, Brooke, it was a pleasure. And, again, give us a call if we can help with anything.
Thank you so much, Brian.
All right, Brooke Wyatt joining us here. And that's going to wrap up our show. I know we went over here a little bit, so we'll get to the news with Ron Jordan and then All Sports Talk with Monty Hill Jr. Thanks for joining us for this special edition of Rutherford Issues from the Rutherford County Correctional Work Center. So long, everyone.